Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, you guys? You're definitely now tuning into All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barnes, and we definitely have at Angel Love Sweet, aka Boss Barnes, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. How you doing, Black?
Living life. Good.
I didn't hear you.
I'm living life. I'm good.
Oh, you say you're living life? Okay. That's what's up. So we definitely have a great show for you guys today. Today we have an interview. Something if I can, you know, get y'all up on. If y'all didn't know, y'all will know after hearing the interview. And we definitely have some great topics. And I always like to start up the show by shouting out the All Barbs Familia. So, hey, All Barbs. Shout out to the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to the newest Barbs addition to the All Barbs family. And shout out to like the All Barbs execs at Angel Loves Tweets, Yep, I Love It, Juliet Loves You, and Stan Spartan, A1_Yoba. Angel, how are you? So you're doing great. That's wonderful. I always like to hear when you're doing great.
Yeah, you know, I don't have too many of those great days, but today's been a pretty good day, pretty busy day, but pretty good day. How have you been today?
I've been okay. I've been all right. Now that it's getting towards the nighttime, the evening, I'm ready to just take my ass to sleep. I'm telling you, like, I'm tired, but I'm overall, it's been an okay day. Can't complain too much, and I'm okay.
Cool.
Yes. So I know you have a couple of things that you want to announce. So whenever you're ready, you can definitely go ahead.
Yes. Like I said, today's been a very, very busy day. I've gotten all kinds of emails left and right. So this is my special edition to TZ Nights, where I let everybody know what's going on in their area, and they can come out and to support the event. First, I want to start off by saying that In Baltimore, Mayor Stephanie Rawlins Blake will be having an annual Back to School rally on Thursday, August the 23rd, from 3 to 7. It's on 200 East North Avenue. If you would like more information, if you live in the D, even V area, you can come hit me up at Angel Love Tweets. It'll be free immunizations and school supplies for the kids. The parents must bring their child's updated shot records to get the immunizations, so. Though. Also, I just wanted to mention that on September the 10th in Baltimore as well, there will be an Aloha Royal Casino event. It's a benefit that is for the National Kidney Foundation. If you're interested, hit me up via Twitter. The tickets are $125 each or $200 for two. There will be cocktail stations, vendors, free beer and wine, and soft drinks and food included. And the Ravens versus Bengals game on 100-inch screen TV will be there as well, with performers and music and more. So if you're interested in that event and getting tickets, please make sure you hit me up via Twitter. Again, that's the Hawaiian Casino event, and that's on Monday, September the 10th. Also, on August the 25th, the Project Sex X will be having a party on 85 Quincy between Franklin and Classen in Brooklyn, New York. If you would like to get information about that, hit up at sex_ENT_MZMEEKZ, and she'll be able to give you more information for that as well. Also, if you're going to be in the DMV area on September the 29th, come and rock out with me. I'll be sponsoring the first annual CAYEC Networking Showcase in Camp Springs, Maryland. Hit me up for more information if you're a performer or vendor that would like to get a spot there. Also, on October the 6th, I'll be walking the Prada Walkathon in Georgia, so all my Atlanta people, come out, support me, you know, show me some love. And then on August the 9th, it'll be the Blackout Official B-Day Party Bash for At He Hood Rich in Atlanta. If you want tickets for that, you hit up at CEO_highlife. Also, he has the Welcome to Atlanta 3 party on August 25th and the Morehouse After Party on September the 1st. So if you're interested in any of those events, hit up again at CEO_highlife. And then on Friday, this Friday that's coming up, there's a really big hip-hop show in Virginia. The tickets are $50, but the first 30 rappers to DM at Cuban Cigar Smokey will perform for free. So make sure if you're interested in that to hit up at Cuban Cigar Smokes. And then also on November the 23rd in Maryland, I'll be participating in the Light the Night Walk, which is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the annual walk to celebrate and commemorate people who've been touched by the cancer. So if you're interested in, you know, supporting me or getting more information about that event, hit me up via Twitter. And also, next week, I'll be entering a walk. It's called Helping Up Missions, and that will be in East Baltimore as well. And pretty much what that is, every week we'll be walking to raise funds and to support people who are homeless in the DMV area. The walk starts when in East Baltimore, and it's a 1 to 4 mile walk every Saturday. So if you're interested, hit me up and get signed up. So if you're interested in any of these events in the DMV area or any charity events in your area, you want to give back to the community, just make sure you hit me up at Angel Love Tweets, and I'll get you where you need to go.
All right. Thank you, Bless Barbs, for the events of what's going on in a city near you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so Black, how is your week going so far?
My week's going pretty good, you know. Getting a lot of things done, getting some lineups for pregame radio. You know, just doing what I do.
I hear that. I'm just you guys, I'm almost done. I got like a week and a half left to go, and as time gets nearly up, I feel like I'm sitting on pins and needles. Why do I feel like everything, you know, I'm starting to forget shit when I'm really not supposed to forget shit? Crazy, but shout out to everybody that's having a okay week that's starting off. Shout out to at Brand New Music, who's definitely tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the drop as well. Shout out to you. That shit was fucking dope. Was it not, Angel?
Yes, I do want to say that. I want to say shout out to all the people who sent us drops. They are really, really amazing. You know, and just keep sending this to us. Like you said, Brand New Music sent one. At K Continental sent one. Also, your favorite, Monte Carlo sent one. And then one of my personal friends, Halo Entertainment, sent a couple as well. So I'm very eager to get them played. As you know, the engineer, our very own Brooklyn Black, schedules them in, and I'm just excited. Everything's coming together, and we just thank you for sending those in and keep sending us some more.
Exactly. I'm definitely, I was just like, aw, the way they, you know, come on, shout us out, and I think it is so fucking dope. I honestly do. And you know me, I always like to take it to Twitter a little bit. You already know, because Twitter is always trending. So the one that came across my timeline a lot, I didn't actually get a chance to participate in it, but I'm about to in any second now, and it is hashtag I've seen every episode of. So being that I'm going to hashtag this, hashtag I've seen every episode of, I want to say Martin. I done seen every motherfucking episode of Martin. I done ordered that shit off of, like, Amazon.com, the whole pack, like, season one, season two. I done watched it several different times. So, hashtag I've seen every episode of, I'm going to say Martin. Boss Barb, you were to participate in this trending topic. I don't know if you did you?
I didn't, actually, because I've just been, like, really, really, really busy, like, with all these events and then the interview with the magazine in September. So I've just been really, really busy today, so I didn't.
But if you were to hashtag, if you were to participate, what were some of the episodes that you, like, you've seen almost every episode of?
Well, everybody knows I'm a geek at heart, so I'm going to say every episode that I've seen will be CSI, and it will be The First 48, because those are, like, one of my favorite shows, and I watch them all the time.
That's I like The First 48, too. Black, did you participate in that, in the trending topic today on Twitter?
Nah, but I can say I've seen every episode of New York Undercover.
Shout out to Malik Yoba. Really?
Hell, I've seen every episode of Martin, Fresh Prince. A lot of stuff I've seen every episode of.
You said The Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Yo, that's another show I think I probably saw almost every episode of. I fucked with that show. That's what it is. I definitely want to know. You guys can tweet me if you did participate or if you want to let me know because I'm interested. Hashtag, what are almost every episode you've seen? Taking it to my topic. So, Angel, I want to know, first things first, do you think that there should be a limit to what somebody, like, the type of picture mail you receive and the type from, not from selective people, you know, if they're not, if this individual is not a boyfriend or somebody that you're currently into like that, or, you know, do you think it's appropriate for that person to send you a new picture of themselves?
I'm going to say, you know, if you're going to, you know, have those bold moments, just make sure that you're prepared for whatever I might say and you don't take offense to what I'm going to say because you may not get the response that you thought. Like, for example, I had someone send me something like that and I told the nigga he needed to get a manicure because that was the most important thing that I seen in the picture. That
he needed a manicure?
Nail. Mm-hmm. He needs a manicure. You know, so just be prepared, you know, be prepared for what's going to come back when you send those type of pictures out.
That's, you know, I'm over here cracking up because How do you, before you tell me how he picked that, that's just so funny to me. You, the nigga sends you a picture, he's like, yeah, I'm about to get her. Next thing you know, your response is to that picture mail, you need a manicure. That's crazy. That is definitely crazy. Me, I feel like there should be, like, restrictions. Like, don't send me a picture of your body, like, in your baby mother's house in her bathroom where her fucking thong is hanging up. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the shower, the skinny jeans in the background, like, all the makeup and shit like that. Like, I just feel like if you're gonna send me a private picture like that, like, if not edit out certain things in the background, like, at least go somewhere where it's just, like, you know, like, I don't want to get distracted thinking that, like, you know what I mean? Like, those are not your daughter's panties, so. No, seriously, like, I've had people send me pictures, like, these niggas is spread evil. Spread evil, blowing shot colors. Sending me pictures, like, it's just crazy. Like, do you think it's appropriate for somebody that you're not talking to like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a friend, you know, somebody that just got your number not too long ago, you know, you're trying to, you know, get to know them, but do you think it's okay for them off that to just send you, like, some flicks?
Look, I feel like this, like, they shouldn't be sent unless they're asked for, you know what I'm saying? And 8 out of 10, if a shorty want to see a dick pic, she's going to ask for one. You know what I'm saying? She's going, hey, send me a pic. Yada, yada, you know, whatever she want to call it. And vice versa, you know. But if it's just like a random chick, like I just mentioned, she sends me a picture of, like, what, you want my opinion on how it looks? You want me to critique it? You know.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this, though. Do you think that it's like, okay, so the men who have chest hair, Angel, if you were talking to a guy and he had chest hair, you know what I mean? Like, would you prefer him to take pictures, like, to send you sexy pictures of, like, with him and a wife beater covering up most of the hair, the taco meat, or would you, like, rather, like, or wouldn't you care? Like, do you like to see pictures, like, of chest hair all over the
Well. I'm sorry, this may sound, like, real shallow, but I really don't give a fuck. Like, the first thing I ask a guy, like, while we're, like, you know, in the process of, like, well, what do you like to eat? I just straight ask him, do he got taco meat on his chest? Because that is a turn off to me. Because, like, I'm a licker.
Fucking barbershop.
And I'm really into, like, yeah, like, I'm really into, like, pecs and stuff like that. So if you have taco meat on your chest, like, I'm probably never going to call you or never, like, going to want to do anything with you because that's just a turn-off to me. You know, like I said, that's just me. I'm not speaking for other females.
Oh, my God,
we're
hearing it just
super,
like.
Yes. So if you send me a picture
Susie, I don't think they really understand what we say. Like, when we're saying that it cannot look like taco meat, like ground beef on your fucking shirt. It cannot look like cubes, like, it cannot look like it came straight from your fucking groin area and you put it, like, on your chest, like, I just can't, like, you hot glued it, like.
I just can't, like, you expect me to lick that, I'll be coughing up, like, cat balls, I can't, like, I'm sorry, it's just a turn off,
like,
for me, I can't.
And then to think about, like, it's on the way I had on his chest, I don't want to feel that. Make me feel like I have, like, whiskers and shit or a beard or something scratching up against my soft-ass skin.
Exactly.
Some of the niggas that have taco meat on their chest and they still be up in the fucking, on the beach, like, what's up? Black.
Yo.
Would you, like, want to see a picture of a female that sent you of her, you know, private area, but she had, like, nappy-ass pussy views?
Wait.
Like, nappy shit, like, shit that look coarse, like, look like it came off the cabbage patches all had. Like, they're curled up, like, two or three times.
All right. if you guys send a picture, like, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't mind, you know, a little trimmed hair. Like, you know, it shows me I'm messing with a grown lady. You know what I mean? But if it's all out of whack and it just doesn't look kosher. Like, you know, it just looks unkept. You know, like the back of a
I'm telling you, like, first of all, it's summertime. I don't see why any female want hair on your pussy right now.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Like, I'm sorry,
beat that shit, nail that shit, wax that shit, shave that shit. You just should have nothing. It's too hot for that. Like, it's very hot for the pubes. Like, I just think that's what about the females who, you know, what about the guys, like, who have the bushiest bush ever down there? Like, do they expect you to give them head with that? Like, take my hair, and spray that shit and put it up for you. If I can do my thing, do I have to fucking clash your pubic hair, nigga, so that I can fucking do what I have to do?
Let me tell you something.
Party, put it in a bun for you.
Let me tell you, any guy, like, who wants to have sex with me, like, you better have your shit in order. Like, you better have taco meat. You better have, like, braided pubic hair. Like, no, I don't want to see no French braids. I don't want to, like, feel like I have to part your hair to see your penis.
And grease that shit.
And grease that shit. Your toes better not look like Edward Scissorhands. Like, no, because, like, that to me speaks reflection on how you treat yourself and how you carry yourself. And I don't fuck with no dirty-ass niggas, so it's not going down like that. So, fellas, no, it's not attractive. You don't have to shave. You don't have to shave, but trim. It's called trim around the edges.
Hold on. Excuse me, but... See, men, we're going like, yo, we're supposed to have body gay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, keep
cut
it in
shit off. Well, keep your grass cut low. Why do I have to feel like I'm in the fucking safari jungle when I just want to go out and sleep? Why would I stroke? I'm giving you a nice hand job. Why do I have to fucking have hair strands in my head, caught up in my fingernails, all my hand? Like, I'm pulling out, like, your dead hair, your shedding. Why? Men, body hair my ass.
It's fine. Like, I don't want to see him, like, completely bald. Like, I'm just saying, like, your hair shouldn't come down to your penis head. That's all I'm saying. Like, we have a problem there. Like, we have a problem because I'm looking for it. I can't find it. Like, no, that's just nasty because everybody knows hair carries germs and all kinds of stuff like that. So just keep it. Just keep it, you know, well kept. It's just not... It's just not attractive. Like, I would just probably be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why haven't you... Me, that's how I am. Like, I'll be like, why haven't you cut that? Let me help you. Let me show you something. I will go get some shears and help you cut that shit.
Wait. Black.
Like, I would get some shears and be like,
black.
Don't move. Keep still.
Let me ask you this. Would you, so your preference is not to go down on a girl that has hair down, like a whole bunch of hair down there?
Like I said, if it's like well kept, you know what I'm saying?
Trimmed up.
Don't be expected to get eaten out a whole lot, though.
Tell them again,
if you're trimmed up, don't get expected to get eaten out that much. That's funny.
Yo, hair carries diseases and germs and shit. Like, yo, if I want to taste hair, I fucking just bite you on your head. Like,
Exactly. No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be coughing up balls and stuff like
that. Go down on the tumbleweed, you know what I mean?
Okay, can y'all just imagine this? Can you just imagine, like, you giving somebody hair and it's hair in your mouth? Like, first of all, that's going to fuck up the mood. Like, don't stop for anything unless I've got my nuts. Exactly. No, that's too much work.
Yo, Y'all have me dying. Shout out to our CEO on the Sport Highlight. He's going in. Shout out to our Brandon Music, who says, yo, y'all are wilding right now, laughing my ass off. Shout out to Womack Poetry. Womack Poetry, I see you tweeting me. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. We will see. I'll definitely let you know. I'll tweet you if you can. And I just think that that's, like, me. Like, I just think it's really, like, because I know niggas, they be, like, hating to see, like, a girl with a camisole on or a white beater, and when she go to say hi, she has a whole bush. Like, I mean, for her, like, she's, like, trying to concentrate. Okay. And talk to her. I mean, like, we're able to concentrate and talk to her and be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm trying to get to know you. So, wait, well, have you ever heard of a dude, like, perming his pube area just so that it's nice and silky and smooth?
Mm-mm. Never. If I ever in my fucking life see a nigga's pubic hair perm.
Like, you know, I like the little industry that sometimes they have, you know. You know, that's a little industry at the top. You know, the nice little V-shaped looking shit. You know, that's cool. You know, but if your shit could be fucking combed and styled.
Well, why? But that's the thing, why are you supposed to comb your pubes?
Like, probably while we're married, I won't give a fuck. But if we're just starting out and we're fucking and whatnot and we just, like, started talking shit and it looks like that, what? No.
I'm telling you, those should be the first, like, set of 50 questions that you ask someone. Like, hi, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? Do you shave your pussy? Do you have tacos on your chest?
Wait.
So that everybody's on a clear slate and no one's confused and embarrassed when it's time to touch down. Like, that's all I'm saying.
You know, your fucking, like, and, like, they fucking just jump shit out of a fucking 70s porn. You know, like, back then in the 70s porn, like, they never shaved their pussy. I was hairy, yo. Straight hairy. That's crazy, like.
Now, fellas, if it looks like you got on a sweater and you ain't got no shirt on, that? You need to get the juice. Like, you know, guys can have the little soul patch shit, you know. It works for some dudes. But nah.
I can't. I just can't. Like, how am I supposed to go to the beach with you looking like that? Who am I going to impress if, like, all everyone sees is, like, the bushy-ass shit on your chest?
Come on. This like, because I'm telling you, like, that shit's, like, I'm, oh, my God, like, hair, holes, like, you know, smell, sweat, all of that shit. So, like, imagine you going out to zoo, man. That shit smell like monkey balls and shit.
Santa just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Like, that's disgusting.
Oh,
it's
fucking gross, right?
Damn. We definitely, I'm sorry, not for nothing. It'd be the ones who with the littlest penises trying to send that shit out to everybody just so, you know what I'm saying, get a response. Like, stop doing that, please, because you don't know, like Angel said, like, be prepared of what somebody's going to have to say, either to you or about you.
Stop sending.
Oh, wait. Stop sending. There you go. Like, you want to send me a dick pic, right? Okay. I get that. All right. If you choose to send that, and if, you know what I'm saying, why would you send me a picture of you soft? What was the, are you trying to turn me off? Are you trying to turn me, talking about this is it when it's soft? Why would you send me the fucking, the first stages? Why? Come on.
And please,
I know you've
done
the before and then after picture.
Please don't talk to me if you have a dick, Abby. Especially if it's small. Like, I don't want to see that on my timeline. I just don't. Like, it makes me feel like it's a dick being slapped in my face while I'm trying to have a conversation with some people that I actually care about. Like, don't even follow me. Don't even ask for the follow. Like, just don't even embarrass yourself, because I will embarrass you.
It's just weird, because it's just like, you know, as you're talking to the, as you're, you know, typing to the people you're talking, like, you see a picture. why the fuck am I going to be talking to a dick? I mean, and then for it to be looking like Limp Bizkit, why would I just...
Why
are you
talking about this nasty shit?
I'm saying it happens to us every day. Like you don't understand. Like we get tweeted with like niggas' penises asking us to follow them, and they no. I don't want to follow your little pink ass rolled up penis. Like for what? Like for what? Why?
I really can't. Not like if you say you got to make a picture of a dick, I'm looking forward to seeing a dick, like B-I-C-K. Why the fuck would you send me the penis?
A preschooler edition.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you want to show me just the fifth grader? You know what I'm saying? Say like, you know, you just took, like, why are you doing that? Like, that's not. I don't think that's. I mean, if you're not going to send a picture, your best picture of your shit, you know what I'm saying, then I don't see what's the point of sending it. Like, especially if it's somebody that you're trying to impress. If you're trying to impress that person, I really do believe that you should definitely send them your best shit. Like, pull the hair back. If you have to fucking put them shits in a couple of ponytails, like, so that we can see the length of your shit, then... do that, but I mean, don't send it before you know, like when you are looking, when you're sitting down across from a fat bitch and she has her cleavage out and she's fucking licking her lips at you, like you just instantly got so off. Like, it's no point. I don't like shit like that. Shit like that, I talk about, like, I really do, because it's just so amusing to me. It really is. But, Black, I definitely want to get into a commercial break, and then when we come back, we definitely. Our interviewee should be definitely in the building. So whenever you're ready, let's get into a commercial break.
Hey, this your boy Hook from the Dunway Clique. Halo, and make sure that you stay tuned in to Alabama Barbs Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel, and that sexy lady Nikki Barbs. Ha!
Dramatic. This for all y'all that been knocked on your ass, but you got back up, you know? Best shit you over there sipping cheap vodka. Teach you how to walk that walk, deep doctor. Nina singing street opera. You need to watch me, cause you don't wanna see a G shock ya. Yeah, your bitch the pipe, now she wanna go back at it like crack addicts, rap habits, spasmatic, fat magic. Is jumping in hair, jack rabbits on the road to success. With that traffic, I'm back at it. It's a euphoria. My band's on another level. Orchestra, this is my passion. Till I'm in the Aston, came from the ashes, and I still blaze. You waste time with games, field days, plotting on the throne while I lit haze. Shit, never taking off from work, but throughout the week, man, I'm always having 6 days. Then I'm back at it. Every verse is perfectly crafted. Look at all the words that he mastered from the hood with the work doing backflips. I'm trying to bring hip hop back. Dreaming the feast and call that a midnight snack. Can't stop till them bitches bounce in. Bang shots, I'm at your neck. Tank tops, they wonder when will the rain stop. Well, my head in the clouds, that's why when I spit, it's hitting everything like raindrops. They lied when they said John will back you, but I don't give a fuck, I'm back at it. Chiropractor was treated as if I was a ham, but nigga, I'm back at it. final exam. Used to look up to you, but y'all niggas weak now. I'm back at it, offensive rebound. Even when I do good, I'm back at it. Reload, and I'm like a Mac clapping.
Give out my real name because I don't mind people calling me by my name. But my name is Rhonda. I'm from Houston, Texas. Thank you very much, the big Lone Star State. So, what do I do? I blog. I blog for House of Aura. I also do I do artist reviews, like on their music, mixtapes, videos, beats, basically anything. I also do actual interviews, for up and coming artists. I've done a couple for some mainstream artists. I'm working on one right now with Charlie Boy and one with Crazy Bone. So, we're trying to get out there, but we're not quite there yet, but we're going to be there in a couple of years. We're going to have that blue check on our Twitter name. So, yes, ma'am. We're going to be verified.
I love it. So, let's talk about the House of Aurora. Did I say that right, Aurora? Let everybody know what that is and where to find it. And just let people know what's going on with that.
It's a hip-hop blog. We put up videos, we put up mixtapes, we put up, all the latest news that's out right now that's, within the hip-hop community. We blog on fashion, sports, basically anything black entertainment. That's what we do. If you're up-and-coming artist or anything, and you want to try to get your stuff seen or you want people to hear it, you can look us up our rates and stuff on our website. It's www.houseofaura.com. So that's houseofaura.com. But you know, when we're out there to help the artists that, you know, that I guess feel like their voice isn't being heard, you know, we are hip hop. So that's what we do.
I love it. Okay, so the top of the hour question, I know if anybody that follows her, I know you're pretty familiar with this hashtag that she always says, always, that has me cracking the fuck up. Well, for those who do not know what I'm referring to, let them know what the fuck Z-ism is, because that is the funniest shit that, like, I've ever heard, and she says it all the time, and they just let them know so they won't become victim of it.
Yes, Z-ism, it's basically like the, I guess you say the actual definition of it is, it is what it is. Like, it really could be anything, you know. It could be anything from just like basic common sense to anything sexual. Like, it's basically anything. But my opinion, like when I put Z-ism at the stuff, it's because it's the truth. You know, some people may find it funny, some people may not. Like, for example, like one of my favorite sayings is, I don't love these hoes. Z-ism. That's the truth. We don't love these hoes out here. So,
exactly.
you know, whenever you're putting something up there that you feel is the truth or is, like, just brutally honest, you put Z-ism after your tweet. But it's fun because, like, it's a lot of people that still don't know and they still ask, like, what is it? Like, sometimes you might get an answer, sometimes you may not. You know, it's just like, it's context clues. If you read the tweet and you see the hashtag after, you know, it's a little common sense. So, you know, just put two and two together. That's it.
Do you have anything coming up that you want to let the listeners know about? If not, you can go ahead and give some shout-outs, and then we'll let Nikki and Black, you know, spit something to you for a little bit.
Okay. As far as anything coming out, like, I'm always working. Like, I've had a few followers send me some emails. So I have some music reviews that'll be up. I'm just working on interviews, you know. Just basically anything that comes my way during the week. So, like, I'm always busy because it's always somebody asking, you know, for your opinion or your advice on their music. So that's basically, you know, what I have coming up. And as far as shout-outs go, you know, of course, I want to shout-out my whole House of Aura fam because we're doing this. We're doing this. Anybody that's from the Texas area, of course, my girl up here, Angie. Yes, ma'am, because she put me on. Yes. And so, my followers, you know, I want to shout all of them out because they keep me entertained on a day-to-day basis. So that's about it.
Well, you've heard her on All Balls Radio _ I make them say, ah. Nikki, you got anything you want to say to us?
I just want to say, ah. I love it. Thank you. Shout out to you for being all vibes and just doing the damn thing, and I love it. I love it so much. And you don't have to say, what is it again? What ism is it? How do you say it?
Oh, Z-ism.
Z-ism. I don't have to start hashtagging that shit. I definitely do feel you.
Yeah.
I definitely do. So thank you again, and keep doing what you're doing. You know, you definitely have my support, Angel's support. You have the All About Movement support. So anything that,
yes,
you know, anything that you have upcoming, just remember, keep letting us know. We definitely do have an All About blog site as well. We can put it up on there. So, you know, just keep doing the damn thing. And shout out to you, Black. Is there anything you would like to say to us?
I wish you the best luck in anything you're doing, keeping up. We need people preserving actual hip-hop, you know, and just keep the legacy alive. So shout out to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So y'all, you know, check us out. You know, I'll be, you know, I tweet about it. You probably see, like, if you follow me, you'll probably see, like, on my news feed, it may have something that says HOA on it. So that's, you know, that's kind of like updates of what's new on the site, like, as far as video, song, anything that's written up. So, you know, we're out there.
Well, we thank you for taking the time out to rock with us tonight. And, Nikki, you want to ask her about the topic for tonight before she rolls out?
I definitely do. So I want to know, do you think that, okay, would you, how do you feel about the picture mail as far as a guy that, you know, you just met or whatever, and you're, you know, getting to know each other, and he sends you a picture of him, I guess, trying to be sexy and revealing certain body parts, and they happen to be small or just something's not right. How do you feel about that?
He's going to have to keep that in his pants because we're not going to be able to work out. So, like, you know, I guess, like, some guys are confident in it because they see it just as much as we do. And if they feel like showing it off, that's cool. But just, you know, fair warning, like, before you do something like that, make sure that you're, you know, you sitting right, because if not, that could change the whole mood of whatever relationship or whatever you was trying to get established. So, and, you know, we used to
spend
time on our yes.
We used to do this thing. It was called, what was it, Thursdays? It was Thursdays, and we used to rate people. No, it was Wednesdays. We used to rate
Wayne,
people's Wayne's. Yeah, that was reminiscent a little bit. So guys used to send selective ones of us pictures of their penises, and we would tweet them and have random girls rate them. So just be aware, like, you're going to get your honest, like, opinions, and sometimes we would get DMs, like, angry DMs, because they were upset. Well, you sent the text, you should have sent it. So
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like, so you can't be too offended by what somebody has to say to you. About, you know, because everybody has different opinions. What might be small to me might be big to somebody else. So,
yeah. Little girl. So, I think it's small. Damn it, it is small. Maybe a little girl with an adult that's big, but nah.
Well, thank you for rocking with us tonight. Keep listening, because I'm pretty sure we'll say something else off the hook tonight before we go off. And I love you so much. And
I love y'all too.
We'll just talk to you later.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Definitely. Make you say, I'm fucking dope. Yes. Make sure y'all go follow her. She's definitely a barb. And we definitely do big things, and, you know, I'm just so delighted to have every Barb's and all Barb's promoters just be out there doing the damn thing, doing different things, and she is fucking awesome. Isn't it, Angel?
Yes, I love it. I just love the fact that, you know, people are really trying to bring back the art of hip-hop, because, you know, a lot of times people are involved, but they're really not involved. And, you know, we do this shit because we love music and we love hip-hop. So just to have someone else, you know, loving it as much as we loving it, it makes me happy.
Definitely. Shout out to all the people that were calling, and I know I wasn't able to get to you. I will definitely, if you call back, I will definitely get to you. But let's get into a caller. Last four digits of your number is 4145. 4145. You're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, and Boss Bars.
What's going on, All Bars Radio?
What's going on? What's going on? And who's this?
Not much down here in North Carolina listening to you guys before we have to turn around and go on. So y'all got guys sending y'all pictures of baby penis?
Fucking wieners. Like, with some things that you eat as a little kid, you know, what are they called? Vienna sausages?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, you sound like, I mean, I don't know. Would you send a picture, if you were to send a female a picture of your, you know, your penis, your dick. Would you send her a nice firm picture, you know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to show her something, or would you, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you do that?
Well, you know, I'll turn around and send you three. I'll turn around and send you one when it's down, one when he wake up, and one when he ready to play.
Really? You know, a lot of guys, Angel, they like to also, like, you know, take it from certain angles because, you know, some might have that hook, that curve in it or whatever. But I just, you know, me personally, if it's not erect, then I don't want it. Angel, what do you have to say to our caller?
Hold on. What's your Twitter name?
Big Duke Fan 99.
Okay, I'm sorry, because I had someone just tweet me saying they're trying to call in as well. But no, I mean, just spare me, like, the before and after shots. Like, I just want to see what I need to be working with. Like, I don't need to see what he looks like, you know, beforehand, because then I'm probably not going to believe you when it's up. Like, just send me what I need to see so I can make the decision I need to make, and everything will be all gravy.
And I thought the female was supposed to send the picture first, then you turn around and get one back.
But why? Wait, that's not a rule. But why do we have to send the picture first?
I don't know. You send the picture first to turn around and get a return picture, and looking at your picture determine if you get hard or not.
Really?
Yeah, you send me something to make them jump up, I'm going to turn around and send you a picture with him saying hello. I'll make it wave.
Okay.
Like I could just listen to y'all and get hard right now and send you a picture.
Ooh. You hear that, Angel?
I can't talk to one of you.
You can't talk to one of us? What?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
my homie Smooth the Dude, he in love.
Mm.
Smooth, that's my baby right there.
You like that country voice? We like that northern voice.
I know, shout out to the fucking South. Y'all niggas accents turn me on all the way. It really does though.
You made it get off my thigh right then.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, tuning in, and participating with us tonight. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Definitely. This is so funny. Tonight is funny, Angel.
All I have to say is I'm good. I'm just chilling. Like, you already know where I'm at right now. So,
I know. Black, I want to know, has a female ever sent you something ratchet? Like, has she ever sent you a picture of, like, some ashy-ass titties? Like, have you ever, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, have you ever had an ass shot, but the back of her ass was ashy or hairy?
Nah, none of that. Thank God.
I think that would, Chubb, y'all be distracting me on Twitter. A brand new music. Turned up, you hear me? What's that nigga name? What's that nigga something Austin? And he has a song, Turn It Up. Whatever his name is. That's definitely us, brand new music. That's definitely us. But, Angel, what do you think about the females that do that, though, like that? That part, like, you know, like, use some relaxer to make their shit, like, smooth, and then, like, they do all this types of extra shit to it, slick it down and shit. Do you think that that's necessary?
I can't even, like, wrap my mind around a nigga, like, relaxing his pubic hair. Like, where do they do that at? Like, just let me know what state that happens in so I know not to, you know, like, be around them kind of guy. Because that's kind of gay to me. Like, if you're going to put chemicals on your pubic area, like, you're a fucking fag. I'm sorry. Like, it's just if I saw something like that, I would just, like, give him the what the fuck look. Like, what the fuck is that? That is not a turn on. That's fucking crazy to me.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, females, do not palm down me like that. Yo, like, please, like, read the back. Like, if you know, if you're one to, like, you know, Nair and, you know, Vina and all that, like, you cannot, like, it's supposed to go directly onto your hair. Like, do not fuck up and, like, put it on. Like, don't get it on the inside of your vagina. You know, like, because you get fucking burnt, yo. You have sores. Like, that shit will eat your fucking flesh alive. Like, it's hair removal. Like, make sure you're careful when you are doing those type of things when you're trying to take it off. Because there's bitches that don't read labels at all. They see the shit on TV like, ooh, I want to get that. I'm going to try that. You're going to go try it, and you don't fucking read the directions, and you're going to burn your whole pussy.
Just wax. Just avoid all of that and just go lay on the table, you know, listen to the soft music in the background, because if it's going to be your first time, you're probably going to be in a lot of pain. Just wax. Just don't even put chemicals down by your vagina. Like, do you understand you only get one vagina? The vagina is, like, the most powerful part of a female. Why would you want to fuck that up? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Just wax.
Okay, do you think it's like, okay, when it comes down to, let's talk about sexting, right? What, do you get aroused and turned on, like, when you're, like, having sexual conversations via text? Like, is that something that will get you up and going and get your juices flowing? Do you know, like, the whole sexting?
It depends on the person. Like, it depends on, like, if I'm already, like, really wanting to be with this person sexually. Like, it could happen. But if it's just, like, some random ass, like, person, I'm just like, look at this clown ass nigga Tish. I mean, Nikki, like, forward. Like, no. And he has to be someone that, like, you know, we're already on that level. And then, yeah, it could happen.
All right, well, That's definitely what I want to hear. Last 4 digits of your number is 5297. You're live on air.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
This is TM Noel.
I'm sorry, love. Can you say your Twitter name one more time?
This is TM Noel. We just chatted with you on Twitter.
That's what it is. How you doing?
All right. But this conversation, you interviewing me, I'm an artist. And you interviewing me for something that I'm not. This is an interview?
No, love. We passed the interview. This is our topic portion of the show.
Nah, I don't get down with that, but, you know. But I appreciate what y'all doing, so.
Thank you. Shout out to you.
Yeah. All right, peace.
All right. Let me get to the next caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 1907, you're live on air.
Yeah, it was good. It's
hey,
K Confidential. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm at work trying to hide out, trying to get away from the work.
You in the bathroom sign? Are you like in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm in the front staircase. It's a little dark staircase. I'm sitting there with the phone chilling.
Yo,
I'm like that,
all about our video. He's definitely an all Bob's promoter, so shout out to him. What's going on?
Nothing, chilling, just listening to your conversation and just laughing, yo. It's crazy, yo. I mean, I've had some bad experiences with, you know, women sending me certain things, and it just be crazy. I stop messing with them after they send me something like that's dessert. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
that
it'd be
is
like
so.
That's
That is crazy. Angel, do you have anything to say to Continental?
Hi, Kid Continental. I absolutely adored the drop that you sent me and Nikki.
I love
it. I absolutely adored it.
I was just like, oh, shit. This is about to be my ringtone, yo.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just, you know what it is? I just went hard for y'all. I mean, I think of it this way. It is my daughter, my mother, my girlfriend, my sisters, and then it's y'all. So that's how I think of it. Yeah, you know, y'all peoples and y'all help me out a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful for that, and I'm just glad to be part of the whole movement and everything else. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to just, you know, help y'all promote, and then, you know what I'm saying, hit y'all with some heat, and hopefully I could be playing my joints on the radio and all that stuff. And, you know, cool, I just want a shout-out. The shout-out is enough. Once I hear my name, Kid Continental, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to you, fucking Kid Continental. And yes, we appreciate you so much for being an All Bops promoter. Like, you really go hard. And I fucking drop, yo. You're just so sweet. And I'm so happy that we can influence you. Andrew, this is so dope, yo.
Yeah, it's just a shift of energy. It's like I was down for like a while, then I started doing the whole thing with promoting y'all and helping y'all, and it was just like, oh, this is something that I could be a part of. And now my energy is like back up, so I'm chilling. So let's keep it going. I wanted to go to the event that Angel was showing me. She sent me a little flyer on Twitter, and I really wanted to go and perform. I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go there as a guest too. My people was there acting up. I don't want to go out there by myself and it look crazy. So I was trying to bring my crew, but they acting up. So it is what it is. Next time I see one of those events like that, I'm gonna go by myself. I don't give a fuck. So
I'll take care of you. I'll make sure you good. Like, I'll just
be
there.
We going to.
Yeah.
All you need to know is Nikki Vibes and Boss Vibes anyway, and just fucking do the
exactly.
thing and represent All Vibes.
Yeah, no
exactly.
doubt. Yeah.
But
so.
Thank you, though. Thank you for wanting to come out and support. That really means
yeah,
a lot to
me. I try my best. I mean, maybe next time I see one of those events, I might still go out. I don't care, you know what I'm saying? So I might go out there just to attend it and not be, you know, performing, just sit there and get my whole movement with me and whoever else want to go with me, and that's it, you know?
If you decide to, just let me know, because, you know, if you have anything that you want to put out there, you can use my table. So just let
me
know.
Doubt. Yeah, because I'm trying to get a few T-shirts done, so, I mean, that would be cool.
Yep, just let me know.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for looking out for everything, and, you know.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Thank you. Shout out to Kid Continental. Like I said again, definitely know I'm going to teach you in a few seconds, but you got to get back to work, or if you can still rock out with us, you can still definitely do that too. Yes, let's get to this next caller. Last four digits of your number is 1482. 1482, you're live on air.
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on?
What's good? What's good?
Chillin', chillin', chillin'. What's up with you?
Vibing, everything good. What's up with y'all, man?
Well, you can definitely let the listeners know who this is.
At Sam Spartan on Twitter, man. What's good with y'all?
Yeah, it's definitely the co-owner of All Vibes in the building. Angel, what's up?
Oh, man, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you today?
I'm good, tired, but I'm good, vibing, you know, working on some new poems and everything, but it's good, though.
That's good. For all those who did not listen before, he is the co-owner of All Barbs, so he definitely goes hard for the team and for the family, and we definitely appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, too, man, you know, and everybody down with the movement, you know. Hit me out, though. I'm always willing to help y'all out, whatever y'all need, man.
What it is. You got
y'all wilding tonight, boy.
You think we wilding? No, we not. We just talking about the real shit. Like, shit is reality. Like, it is what it is. I always say, you know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know what I mean? But we just talking about real shit.
Yeah, man.
Brooklyn Vibes, do you have anything to say to the co-owner or Bob Sam Spartan?
Yo, shout out to him. I see he's definitely on his promo shit.
But shout out to him. Keep doing your thing, homie.
Oh, appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, I mean, I know you were listening while we were talking about a topic, so you know before you get off the phone, you won't have to. Yeah, you can laugh. You won't have to. I want to know. Do you you heard what it is? So basically, I want to hear your answer to what we were just talking about the whole sending the picture mail.
As far as what?
As far as you sending, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, you can say yes or no, would you send off the pic of your dick to a female, you know, if it wasn't totally erect, like, do you, like, I don't know, I'm not going to say do you do that, but would you send a female a picture of you, like, semi?
Nah, man, if I'm finna do anything, I'ma always do my best, you feel me? I ain't gonna send no half work, you feel me? I'm gonna see that whole work, you know what I mean? I mean, I fit all in the pit, but I mean, it's good work, though, you feel me?
I definitely, hey, that's how you rock out. I don't blame you. But thank you definitely for calling in All Vibes Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to you.
Oh, yeah. Y'all take care and have a good night, man. I'm still listening, though.
No doubt, no doubt. That's what it is. Definitely, you are definitely tuning to All Bob's Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Let me know if you are one to send semi-erectile dick pictures, however that goes. Andrew, I want to know, like, do you think that it's cute when, like, the females, because females do too, you know, they be bending over backwards and shit, stretching their arm, trying to get that good shot. Like, do you think that it's, like, cute for, like, the spread open wide pussy shots, like, where you can see damn near up their fucking birth canal?
Oh, my God. Like, all I have to say is, you know, like, if you're a female and you're going to send pictures of yourself, it just goes both ways. Like, just make sure, like, you prepare. If he asks you, like, he can't see what's going on, like, is he in a tunnel? Like, don't get offended. Like, I don't know. Just make sure it's done in the right way. Like, don't be showing us your intestines. Like, I think that would turn him off. I don't know, I'm not a guy, but if I was a guy, that would turn me off, like, seeing how many kids you've had and that your walls are, like, different colors and shit like that, like, no.
Oh, black. Black, have you ever, like, is that, a, like, would you rather see a picture of, like, you know, like, a closed vagina, or would you rather see, like, you want to see, like, the inside and everything? You want to see the shit?
If you're seeing the inside of one, you're pretty much seeing them all.
Really?
I go for just to show, because I don't need to see the birth. I don't need to see, you know, all of that. I know what it looks like. I'll be down there shortly.
Yo, but wait, why did some guy tell me that? He's like, yo, the vagina, he's like, that shit looks weird. It looks like a whole bunch of deli meat slapped together, the inside of a vagina. And I'm like, that's really cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that you fuck all the time, supposedly, like, it looks like that to you? That's crazy. I just think it's a way that you show off that, like, I guess if you're trying to show that much, per se, you know what I'm saying, like, through the picture mail, like, yeah, like, I don't recommend, like, you just, like, have your legs so wide open that, like, niggas could see, like, right up your shit, literally, like, that's disgusting. I think, you know, I mean, honestly, I would rather, if I was to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather send, you know, I wouldn't have it busted open like that. Because I believe, like, if I'm sending you that much, most likely, you know what I'm saying, I'm indicating that like, that's what I want to do with you, or you, we've done that before. So, yeah, if you haven't thought already or whatever, then you will see it soon. I just don't, I think that that's weird and gross, like, spend, like, just the whole flesh and everything of the vagina. But some, you know, some females, they do it. They be just fucking cock leg open, snap, snap, snap. That's crazy.
I have a question for Black. One of our Twitter followers wants to know, tweet, have you ever sent naked pictures to anyone? I mean, we all know who asked that, but, I mean, that person wants to know.
I don't know who asked that, but I said, yeah, you know, to my the lady I was dealing with at the time, yeah, because, you know, it's the back and forth thing, it was a distance thing, so, yeah, it happened.
Okay, well, so at Rain Poetry, Black says yes.
No, yes.
Okay. So I definitely want to get into another commercial break really quickly. But like I said again, you guys, you're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. This is me, Nikki Vibes, Gork Vibes. We have Brooklyn Black in the building. And call us up, let us know, whatever. Black, whenever you're ready, let's go.
Hey! This your boy Hoof and the Dumbway Click. And make sure that you stay tuned in to Al Bob's Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Bob, a.k.a. Angel, ha! And that sexy lady, Nikki Bars, ha!
Young nigga with aspirations of thugging. Gina a good girl, they met up through Tommy cousin. Love at first sight? Nah, it was quite the opposite. He hit the first night, she got pregnant and he fathered it. Gina had a scholarship, now she can't accept it, so she went and found a job. Tommy can't, he got a record. Her household is hectic. Gina mama disappointed, but she never turned her back. She said her baby girl anointed. Tommy house worse. He never knew his dad. His mama owned him drugs. The streets is all he ever had. He looked up to the sky like, what the hell I'm supposed to do? I just want the hit. I ain't mean for us to reproduce. Gina's second guessing on getting a baby aborted. Tommy in the streets, to him she think it's unimportant. They know they can't afford it, but something gotta give. Both scared about the future, but they want their kid to live. Yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma
keep living.
And I'ma
keep living.
Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Ricky the biggest dealer on the block, kingpin. Devin his little brother, they got the same mother. Both got different fathers, but to them it don't matter. Ricky at the top, Devin climbing the same ladder. Dudes across town got a problem, you know how haters get. See Ricky shining, they plotting on how they taking it. So they set him up, said they got wife for the low. Long way from his hood, but Rick will ride for the snow. Devin wanted to go, but he already made plans, not knowing that he won't see his big brother again. Simple choice made, impacted his whole life. Ricky found dead on the corner of 39th. Devin like, damn, I should go retaliate. Rick was his right hand, but he got a baby on the way. He don't wanna see with no pops cause of rocks. Should he risk go getting shot or possibly getting locked? Nah, yeah. tough times call for tough decisions. But never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Keisha got two kids, her baby daddy a joke. Ain't seen him in 2 years, all he wanna do is smoke. She on that single mother grind, school and work full time. Fighting the landlord, cause her rent always behind. She keep pushing, but she might as well be standing still. She start hooking, that's the only way she pay her bills. She got a pimp, and that nigga named Charles. Most of his life behind bars, treat his women like dogs. Keisha take it, cause she just looking for love. Thinking that's the price you pay when you get involved with a thug. That nigga get wild, her and the kids, he beat him. Saying that he gon' kill her if she ever try to leave him. Keisha so confused, she knows she wanna run, but nowhere to run to, so she back at square one. Wish she had wings, she just wanna fly, but she can't. Life hard, so she just wanna die. Yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live.
Definitely tune in to All Vibes Radio. Yes, niggas. Me, your host, Nikki Vibes. You got this lovely Southern Belle. Hi. At Angel of Shout out to, fuck, I forgot, what's the Twitter name again?
Shout out to Halo Entertainment. Yes.
Shout out to Halo Entertainment for the job. That shit was so cute. I like it. So yes, I just Angel. Do
yes.
you find it more so that the niggas with the little dicks they're more insecure with their shit about taking pictures?
You know what? Like, to be honest, like I think they be the main ones trying to send a pic and shit. Like, I mean, that's just me. I don't know, maybe they don't know that their penises are small. I don't know, but on my end, that's what I often tend to find, you know, that the guys who are slacking in those particular portions are really quick to send pictures of their penis.
Fucking limp biscuit ass niggas. Oh my God, that's so ill. I wanna take a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 1152-1152. You're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes and Buff Vibes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yo. What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
who's this?
Man, this is Ron C from Halo Entertainment, man. I'm just calling in and checking with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Hi. Thank you for the
What's good,
Thank you
man?
For
y'all
the job. Thank you.
That's love. That's love. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? Whenever we get a new record or something, man, we're going to make sure y'all get the exclusive on that joint, too. Y'all get to check out that Tyra Banks yet?
Definitely. I haven't as of yet, but it'll definitely be reviewed. Don't worry about that. It'll definitely be reviewed. So, you know, we always play music on Thursdays and everything like that, so definitely want to get to it.
Word. I'm digging the show, man. Y'all got an interesting topic right now.
Really? But you know, if you was listening, you know I'm about to ask you. I'm finna ask. Don't. That's what they say in the song. Instead of they saying I'm gonna ask, they say I'm finna. Finna. I'm finna.
Oh my god! It doesn't
even
sound right coming out your
mouth.
Like
it doesn't, right? It really doesn't.
Where are y'all from?
Well, if you can't tell where I'm from, I'm definitely from up north. I'm from New York.
I'm from Maryland.
You're from Maryland, okay. I knew y'all was from the East Coast. I'm originally from Boston. I know the accent. I just didn't know exactly where, though. But, yeah, what was you going to ask me, though?
Yeah, so I want to know, have you ever sent a female a picture of you before you were, like, totally erect, like, or when you do send out a picture like that, it's you, like,
I'm going to be 100% with you. No, but I have made movies with girls before, and I know how they can get out. So the picture thing I never really did. I've made movies, like, earlier when I was first got in college. You know what I'm saying? One of them got out, stuff like that. So I already know the effects of that. So, no, there ain't going to be no pictures for me.
So you don't know what you're saying, but you're making fucking movies.
I know, so, okay.
It was a long time ago, but I made a movie. I don't do pictures now. I don't do none of that stuff now. It was a young mistake.
Were you embarrassed about the movie? I wasn't embarrassed about the movie,
but at the same time, no, I wasn't expecting for it to get out like that. I mean, it got out to a lot of different places, man. Some people that I respected heard about it and seen about it. It was a big thing when it happened. So I just keep mine on. Yeah, I keep mine on the private now. It went too far. You feel me? It went away from just my peers. It went to adults and stuff like that. So it was a little too much for me. It was fun when I did it, but you know, hey man, you just got to know the consequences when you do stuff like that. It can possibly get out there, so just be ready for it. Real talk.
That's what it is. That's the stuff. I feel you. A lot of, you know, some people they don't do the whole picture sharing thing because they fucking, you know, they feel like, you know, I'm at the end of the day, you're not gonna exploit me, not on my time. So they just don't even take that risk. But thank you for tuning in, and definitely thank you for that drop. Oh my gosh, it's I love it. Thank you so much.
And see, I'm the CEO of the company, but the artist, he's online somewhere. He might be trying to get in and speak to y'all himself, but you know, I want to call in, and you know, I got the team on here, you know, so we checking y'all out. We rocking with y'all.
Thank you.
For sure.
Definitely want to get into the caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 6304. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bob, and Boss Boss.
Hey, Nikki, why are y'all calling here? Y'all be on some freak nasty type shit.
Okay.
And you know who this is.
I know who it is.
This is Master Crunchy.
Oh, definitely not.
CG, the prince.
Of course.
You want to know what it is? No. What up, CG? How you doing? No, because one of the other wrestlers, he's always asking me, he's like, yo, you're always talking about, like, freaky shit. And I'm like, majority, not all the time, though. Like, I just say stuff about God and shit. You know what I'm saying? I do talk about random stuff. And not all the time, but what up?
It just happened to be when I get my free time and I call in, y'all be on the freaky shit, but it'd be funny though, so you know. It's all good.
That's what it is, how you doing? Definitely all about Simona and the custom building.
I'm great, man. Great, about to go get on the grind, man, just cool right now. About to I gotta step out here to showcase tonight, like always, man. I'm always on the grind. Whether it's my radio show, it's Al Parks, it's my team, whatever, I'm on the ground always, 24-7. 24-8, really, girl.
That's what it is. Andrew, you have anything to say to Mr. CG, the prince?
He know he my boy all day, every day. That's my nigga. He already know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to speak for that. You know what I'm saying? I already know.
Exactly.
All right, well, you have to participate. Send a picture like of you like are erect. So like, are you gonna send like a half baked cookie? what you doing? Like, how you doing it though?
No, but you gotta be a fool to send a picture when you just when you baking the cookies. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a fool to send a picture when you just when you ain't all the way there. You gotta wait till you all the way there to send that thing. That's just my preference. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a chick sending a picture of her head on her pussy when she on her period. How that's supposed to work out? I'm just saying how that's supposed to work out. So, just like I expect her to send me a clean picture of the pussy when she sending her pussy pics, I gotta send her a picture with my shit right. You know what I'm saying? Even though either way it goes, it's gonna look good in my book, but you know, just to be on the safe side. But I don't think the picture's gonna work. You know, that was like 4 years. That was when I was a little young fella in the game.
I can't. I'm so stuck on him saying that's like a female sending a picture of her pussy on her period.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Nikki, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't got no sense. Like, I don't know why y'all be letting me get on this air because I'm an actor.
Because we want to hear that foolish. It's funny, though. It's very funny to me. Like, that shit is, but it's true. Like, come on. Like, I mean, I think when Chuck had wearing poetry, she said, fuck the tampon.
Look, just like you don't want to see a picture of my dick when it's soft, I don't want to see a picture of your pussy when it's red and dirty and shit. I want to see that motherfucker clean, bruh. I want to see the neck card on that camera, you know what I'm saying? Skeet all on the camera and that kind of shit. So,
I can't stop laughing. And we're reading poetry, like, that is something that you know a bitch probably did before. Like, she probably damn sure sent you a picture on period where she has a tampon in and she tucks the string and put it on the string. And you got on picture, you was like, damn.
Yeah, something like that. But like I said, if a girl gonna send me a picture, man, that pussy need to be clean. Cause I like to see when she nutting and skeeting all on the camera. I like that kind of shit right there. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bust that pussy open, you gonna send me a picture. I'm just saying.
I'm just like, good night. I can't anymore with me. Like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yo, I can't. This is my. Yo, this is too funny. But I love it. Always keeping the 100, yo. It's easy
to
go.
No doubt. You know, that's the name. Got to do that.
Y'all definitely need to check his show out. Yes, you know, all my, we fucking doing things. We're a whole bunch of motherfucking entrepreneurs and business and we radio personality. Like, we do the damn thing. Like, we're all moving in our own direction and we are coming together as one. So y'all definitely need to check out Keeping It 100. Stevie the Prince, and we definitely have this Bree Bree, one of the all bars co-hosting with him. Like, y'all definitely have to check that shit out.
Definitely. Around it, man. It's on Saturdays, you know, for everybody who want to call in my show, it's on Saturdays. Y'all can go get on Twitter and follow me at CGDA Prince. Y'all can get all that info. I'm taking drops and songs right now. And whoever made that last drop that y'all had, I like that shit. Put me on Twitter because I want that shit.
All right, I'll make sure he gets you.
I bet that, You know, because I don't mind networking on air. It be like that sometimes.
Hell yeah, what the fuck we do this shit? Niggas better get their network on if they know what the fuck is good for them. This is why we do this shit. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so definitely, we definitely got you on the info. Thank you for calling in.
Ain't no problem. Love y'all, man.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. All
right.
Yo, I'm cracking. I can't stop laughing. Oh my gosh, hide the fucking string in your ass cheeks. Oh my God, Rain is so funny. Black, what you think about that?
I have no words.
No words. Oh, shit. That is funny. I mean, yeah, I can't. I don't know if y'all remember, but it was like this picture that was getting passed around on Twitter and many, many different other sites. Like, it was a girl. She was in the bathroom. She was trying to take, like, you know, one of those bathroom model pictures and everything like that. And she had, like, I guess she must have just came off her rag because, like, apparently she left the bloody pad on the floor. So when she took the picture, the reflection in the mirror showed the floor, and lo and behold, there was a bloody pad. And she put it up, I guess, not knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was so fucking quick to upload that shit. You know, once it's uploaded, since. And how the fuck do you do that? Like, that is so disgusting. Like,
how the fuck you don't check your pictures before you send them out?
How the fuck
that?
Do you put a pad on the floor and not in the garbage, though? Like, let's just take it back to fucking having manners, cleanliness. Like, you're a grown-ass fucking woman who didn't have your period for many cycles and ages now. Why are you putting the pad on the floor?
That's fucking disgusting. The floor. That's fucking
disgusting. I can't. But all it takes is for one smart person to see that shit, and then, like, it doesn't matter if you try to snag that and delete it and recrop. You can't crop that out. The pad was in the middle of the floor. How are you popping that out?
She should have got blasted for that shit. That's so, like, disgusting.
That is very, 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 very disgusting. Black. So, I definitely do want to get into another commercial break, but I have a request. Can I hear something? Please watch. I guess Black wants to ignore me. Angie, do you have any requests for tonight?
I'm feeling like some Rick Ross tonight.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Think about it.
Oh my gosh.
Rude.
But if you did decide to play some Rick Rosé, it was, remember the song? Yeah, that song. Black song.
Okay. You mean this one?
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh? Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stroke official. And you know I paint that picture, that hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down, but all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in and let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. Get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Word up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that perk. Girl, I put in that work. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make a old dude mad when I murk through pass. And that dark blue jacket, she like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' rock the chick I had a long day. Nigga look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on
it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music.
Black. You're definitely tuned into All Bars Radio. Thank you, Black. Thank you, Black. Angel. Oh my gosh, Angel.
I flatlined like 10 minutes ago.
Flatline. Yo, shout out to Rain Poetry. She's a freak to the core. Giving his red wings. You hear that? Hashtag Angel just threw up around my home. Different strokes, right? For different folks. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Shout out to CEO High Life. Yo, that question is serious right there. Hell to the no. How though? What do you think about our Twitter? I think it's our mentions. Not really take it there, but what you got to say, Angel?
I have anything to say right now. Like, shout out to Aunt Rain Poetry. That's my chick. She's fucking hilarious. Like,
fuck,
I'm over here trying so hard. Not to, like, laugh and hear, like, the world hear me laughing and choking at the same time.
I know. Me too. But wait. Black, let me ask you a question. Have you ever, do you think this is true? Because, I mean, I've heard it a lot. Like, it be the big girls with the most sexiest voice. So when they come on the phone and when they have phone, like, they be the ones that be getting it popping with the phone sex. You think that's true? Big girls are kind of awesome on the phone.
Now, what I know is the big girls are notorious for pulling the okie doke well over the eyes, definitely. Because most of them, they got that they got that voice, so they'll throw that voice on the dude, and you know what, then you see a picture, it'll be a picture like she'll have big lips or some shit, and that's all you see. So, like, it'll be big lips, just mad glossy on her Facebook, and nothing else. So, these are warning signs, fellas. She sound good on the phone, no picture, just her lips. She's big.
She sounds good on the phone, her eyes, just her lips. She's big.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you got to look for things, man. You got to do your research. Be careful, because, yeah, the big girls are notorious for pulling that. So then when you meet them, it's like, you know, if you want to be a dick about it, you can still bounce. But if I didn't, you know.
No. Oh,
but by the time that meet face-to-face, you know, you all, You don't tell her on the phone, yeah, I accept you, yeah. So you see if she big, now you got to accept that. So you've been trapped. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled, led astray, my brothers. So, yes, the big girls do that. And men, you have to pay attention, because I be seeing fellas, and they have the face of regret, the face of pity, and they be walking with their big girl, pushing the stroller and shit. And he got a face like, yo, if only I had looked at the rest of her pictures.
That is funny. Angel, do you agree? Like, do you agree if she had, if she fucking, like, yeah, daddy, you know, to an over that, like, yeah. And she had lips in her Ivy, dude. Are you going to automatically guess when she's fat? Not fat, but, like, big.
I'm just going to say, shout out to the big girls who wear their wig well. I'm going to say that first because I don't need mentions calling me a skinny bitch and all this and that third. So I'm going to say that first. Second of all, I'm going to say.
They call you a skinny bitch when you walk by them anyway.
Huh?
They call you a skinny bitch when you walk by them anyway. You walk by
them. It's fine. Okay, not for nothing. I'm fine with that. Like, I'm 110 soaking wet, 5'4". I'm fine with that. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to give them ammo to, like, you know, I'm fine with that. But what I will say is, you know, guys, be wary of the Abbeys, period, because I know, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, about my avatars. That's why I change them frequently to let people know that I'm real, I'm a real person, because apparently people post other pictures of other people in their avatar. So just be really careful, because that girl that looks really sexy might be a guy. I'm just saying.
Word.
I'm just saying. Like, if she doesn't change her Abby every once in a while or switch it up, I would just be wary.
Yo, if she got 20,000 followers, no tweets, and she's following nobody, it's a dude.
Yeah, I would be wary.
I be thinking that too, like, and I be thinking, like, some of the girls, like, with, like, those two, like, those just, like, you can tell, but, like, I mean, I just think that when they be having, like, these other professional model picture pictures and they be posing, like, as if that's them, like, I mean, how long do you, like, I really don't, I mean, it happens, yo. Like, that's why you definitely do have to be careful. You have to pay attention. Like, if you see one of your followers Instagramming, you know what I'm saying, like, click on that shit just to see if the shit's matching up, yo. Like, that shit would hurt me to be a man and, like, to be talking to this big booty Judy and shit. Like, you know, me doing the whole tweeting and DM, and, like, next thing you know, it's really, it's fucking West Buescha, like. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had, like, a trickery Abby pull there? Like, has anybody tried to pull a fast one over your eyes?
Nah, like, cause see, I do, like, I check shit out. Like, if I get a new follower, one thing I do before I follow back is I check their profile through a computer, see if they got twit pics, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, and plus, you can tell how certain pics are fake, how certain pics are bullshit, because most of maybe just pulling their shit off Google. Like, you type black chick and you get millions of fucking results. You type hot black chick and it's a wrap.
So a lot of times you could just do a little bit of research, a couple clicks of the mouse, strokes of the keyboard, and you can find out and you don't get caught out there.
Like, I mean, shout out to the people that also to, like, I mean, I automatically assume somebody's big, like, when they, like, even if they have, like, a regular picture of their face, like, and if, like, even if they do frequently change it, but it's always a picture of their face, like, I'm going to be like, okay, maybe there's something wrong with your body, like, maybe your SpongeBob square ass, or you're looking fat, like, you know, like,
go ahead. When you're done, I just
want to. No, go ahead, because I keep laughing. I
keep
cracking
my phone up. You know what I hate? I mean, this is just like me personally. Like, I hate when someone asks me through DM, "Is that picture really me?" Like, I get offended because I'm like, first of all, like, take the time out to follow me first, because clearly my followers have seen dozens of different photos of me. So if you're just jumping on the bandwagon, sit the fuck back and just wait. Like, just sit back and wait and, like, see for yourself. Like, I remember I had this one guy, like, ask me to send him a picture. I'm like, nigga, for what? Like, you're following me on Twitter. I'm not going to send you a picture of me. Like, and you're, for, like, what's the purpose of me sending you a picture of me if we're supposed to do business together? I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, that kind of stuff irritates me, like, to the fullest. Yes, exactly how I look in my Abby is exactly how I look in real life.
But, yeah, but you know, I'm telling you, but sometimes you just really can't be too sure, though, you know what I'm saying? Especially due to all the filters and shit that people do on their pictures and shit like that. So, like, you could look like fucking, yes, in your Abby, and then they get fucking, y'all set up a date and shit, and the next thing you know, you got raccoon eyes. Like, you don't, like, you just look, you look half as bad. Oh my god, you look like what the fuck, bitch, what happened? Like, you know, for the Abby, like, I thought I was gonna fucking come out here and see Kylie Minogue and shit, and you fucking look like Sharon from Far Away. Like,
I can't. I don't know. God. I'm sorry for those people who had those problems, because I don't know. I've never had that problem, so I don't know.
I've never really had those problems either, but I mean, some of them were close calls. I was like, nigga.
Oh,
like, really? That's funny to me. Black, have you ever met somebody off of, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Twitter or, you know, Black, well, you met me, Nikki Vibes, you met Boss Vibes. Don't we look exactly how we look in our Abbeys?
Yeah, pretty much. I look exactly how to picture the picture, how to be.
I think people really need to, like, if it's really not true, like, it's going to be what for so long, like, I guess.
They need to stop photoshopping themselves.
Yes, please do. Like, accept your flaws for what they are. If you have freckles, embrace your freckles. Like, just embrace it. Those little imperfections make you who you are. Stop it. Like, stop pretending like you have clear skin if you don't. Like, just don't. False advertisement. Just don't.
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to Irene Poetry. Definitely. Shout out to Luscious Carmel 3. I see you. I definitely got you. Shout out to Mr. _ Chris _P, who said, man, Black is wild, and every dude has caught that the Okie Doke once.
Wait, what?
All right. Well, shout out to Mr. Underscore Chris Underscore P, one of the All Wild promoters. He said, man, Black is wildin'. Every dude has caught that okey-doke you want.
Nah, I haven't caught the okey-doke. Almost. But no.
I mean, like, yeah, like, I mean, like, for the most part, like, I've seen, like, I know of some females that, like, that straight, just, like, really OD, and I just be looking at her, like, for real, though, like, when you gonna meet up with that nigga, he's gonna definitely know. He's gonna definitely know, bitch, like, he's gonna know. Stop right there, for real. And, you know, and to me, and it's so unfair, like, don't fucking do me like that. Don't do that, like, because I don't take shit like that very well. Like, you got me, I got all jazzed up, and I'm thinking I'm about to be my Prince Charming and shit, or I'm about to have a good time. I'm about to take fucking pictures in the phone booth, like, the you know, I got a long shit with the four different photos. You want to do four different faces and poses. And you, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't look like, you know, exactly. Like Andrew said, show your flaws. Show your flaws. Show your flaws.
Let me
because
tell you,
if you fucking have 101 pimples, you know what I'm saying, on your face,
them.
don't keep smoothing out that shit with the filter. And then when I see you, you are, I fuck up like, when I'm kind of, and that's not your name, you're just like, like, don't do that.
Oh my God. Like, this is my thing, like, okay, me personally, like, a lot of my Abbies, you know, be like, no makeup, so, like, me, like, you're gonna, if I'm gonna meet you out in the street or whatever the case may be, depending on the situation, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be dressed down just to see how you're gonna respond to me, you know, because in my opinion, I think I'm a naturally pretty female, so I don't need to go out all the time, like, with makeup on and things of that nature. So I'm gonna give you what it is at first glance. So if you decide not to take it, then to each his own. That's you. You know what I'm saying? So just don't lie. Like, don't lie to me. Like, be true to what you are. Let me be fair. Let me make my decision. And then, hey, life goes on.
I know. Like, I think that, like, false advertising, like, I don't exactly. I really don't handle that well at all. Like, I really, really, really don't. Like, just, I want to know what it is. So that way, yeah, I have the choice to say, okay, I want to talk to you for that. Or I don't want to talk to you for that because, you know, X, Y, and Z. But shout out to all those who, you know, keep it real and funky in their Abbies. In their Abbies, I definitely do see you, and I definitely do appreciate that because I don't handle that very well. Like, you look like Tyson Beckford and shit in your Abbey, and the next thing you know, you look like Mike Tyson in person. It don't fucking add up. It don't add up. And you want, and then I think, like, that's the easiest way to get talked about. Like, you don't think I'm going to tweet about you? You don't think I'm going to do that? I am, because I can't believe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't believe you would do that to me. No. What does that have to mean?
I can't. Like, my abdomen is, like, in pain from laughing right now. I can't.
But, you know, we're still about to get out of here. Is there any shout-outs you want to give before we do that?
I just want to shout out the whole family. Like I said before, Yep, I Love It, and Juliet Loves You, and San Spartan. Just everyone at A1 underscore Yobo, just all the people who consistently support us, all the All Bars promoters, and Monte Carlo 90 and DJ DeBrian, like all of you guys, like, you know, we do this for you. And all our supporters, like at CEO underscore High Life, at Rain Poetry, the affiliations of G Nation, you know, all the Twitter teams that continue to support us and retweet what we do. We just thank you for the support, and If you need anything, you know where to find us.
Exactly. Shout out to A1 underscore Yoba sending us a new barb. So definitely got to follow up on that in a few seconds. And shout out to CEO underscore High Life. You can't play with my head. You can't play with my head. You can't play with my head. Shout out to at Mr. underscore Chris underscore P. He said, some chicks are beautiful until their Photoshop 30-day trial is over. Word. Bitches are using the shit out of the trial. Maybe they be mad as fuck when you gotta purchase it. Because they be like, damn, like, is it really worth purchasing? Bitch, yes. I mean, you went that far, 30 days. You like, oh. Oh, it'd be so funny. Love you too, CEO underscore High Life. Shout out to Thompson Patron. Yes, yes, yes. So, like I always like to say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about you and what you got going on. As long as you know that what you're doing is positive and is making you happy and is not harming others, do the damn thing. If you know people are fucking swatching you, you better give them a motherfucking show. People want to talk regardless, whether you're doing good or bad, so just let them talk. All barbs already know all things are beautiful, inside out, male, female. Just keep rocking out with me, Mickey Barbs, Boss Barbs, and Brooklyn Black on Tuesdays and Thursdays on All Barbs Radio, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, yeah. Love you all.
Like I always say, life's a bitch. Karma's fucked up. Just be yourself. Do what you need to do. Get involved. Do something. Give back. If you're interested in, you know, doing something productive with yourself and getting involved in your community, make sure you hit me up so I can assist you with that. If you want to, you know, come support me in any of my walks that are coming up or any of my showcasing events, make sure you come hit me up at Angel Love Tweets, and I will give you more information. And mwah!
Look, sucker, this my gun butter. Street fighter bitches, this the upcutter. Nunchucker, no time to ducker. Sign of the course, cause this is her last supper. Play with me, check who came with me. I brought a couple nines plus the cage with me. I breathe through queens to check some bad bitches. I stunt so hard, assess the damages. Cause this that out, this is that out. And yes, I body bitches, go get the bandages. Yip, young yummy, fuck you got from me. I hate a phony bitch that front that chum chummy. A me top shotta, drop the top chopper. Big fat pussy with an icy watch. When I fly, it's one letter and one number. You whack hoes can get hot for one summer. After that, the queen of still rain here. I'm Santa Claus to these hoes without a reindeer. St. Nick, Ross, hey Rick, I just got a toy, cost $8.50. Now I'm in the hood, niggas is getting woody. Hit up Hot Topic, Nicki Minaj hoodie. I'm a brand, bitch, I'm a brand. Go to Harlem and get cam. It's tip set. Boarded a big jet and got a big check. Now you tell me who the fuck is winning. I'm on my Russell Simmons, Nicki Denim, Nicki Lennon.
Jealous niggas just grab, watch me tie my lace. Bitches be jockeying, tell by the look on their faces. 8 digits, I'm clocking, a lot of gold in my bracelet. 7 figures on watches, I told my mama I made it. Made a deal for my project, just give me 10 mil, I'm great. I went back to the project, and 2 mil in Mercedes. I can hear from you later, have a bill me later. I'm on school with the hustle, just gave Rihanna my page. Heartbreak Hotel, I'm in that A-Rod suite. Gross Royce Wood, I'm talking playoff seat. Know that white bitch is ballin', I like to play all week. Monday night with the Rock, I'm pitching man with a beat. Power slamming them hammers, I get you handled for free. So where the fuck is the man? She give me brain while I tweet. DM, in the BM, you see him. Fuck it, you love it. Motherfuckers on my dick, suck it.
Car is European, but got it ported from Tokyo. Looking like a shark, the nose call it Pinocchio. Well off, wealthy, LV logo. Middle of July, but the wrist on snow flow. Only do the aspens, y'all got a poking nose. I'm Sunny and you my son. Closing door. Riding the whip, five on the hip. Live with the pies, got nine for the flip. High with a bitch, she cry for the dick. Oh my, know why I fly to get. Now I need an aspirin. She says you're only Cameron. Girlfriend, you don't know Cameron from nowhere, so don't go tinkering. You just a nail I hammer. Never girl that's on my camera. My name, you cannot slander at all, girl. Watch your manners. She run and tell her mother, I think I love her, Nana, because you sat up on my lap. Nah, I ain't Santa. They call me my Piper. OJ, no glove, I knife her. Never be a lifer. Even be Rikers, why would I fight her? Don't even like her.
Initiating shutdown sequence.